This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 29, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Representatives of Piper Aircraft joined officials of the state of Florida and Indian River County Wednesday afternoon to announce an agreement that will keep Piper's headquarters and manufacturing facilities in Vero Beach. The announcement ends a two-year evaluation by Piper of potential sites for both its headquarters and a new manufacturing facility for the Piper jet. In the end, concerns over exposure to hurricanes lost out to a $32 million incentive package, which Bass says will allow Piper to make the substantial capital investments required for the Piper jet and other future projects. It appears that the awkward proposed merger of United Airlines and U.S. Airways may have fallen apart over disagreements over which side would lead the combined airline and where its headquarters would be. The New York Times cites unnamed sources in reporting there's been little to no contact between executives on both sides for the past several days, and that designated merger teams have placed the talks on permanent hold. As ANN reported, United approached U.S. Airways after its first merger choice, Continental, elected to remain independent. Pilots at American Airlines made wage and benefit concessions to save the airline from bankruptcy in 2003. That five-year agreement became amendable on May 1st this year, but talks on new terms have been underway for 2 years already. Sensing a need for stronger tactics, the Allied Pilots Association last summer elected a new slate of executives who promised a harder line in dealing with American. The pilots made a starting proposal for a 50% pay raise to bring pay levels back to 1992 levels, adjusted for inflation, with an immediate billion-dollar payment to bolster the pension fund. The airline's official response is no big surprise. The Washington Post reports that American has rejected the terms, saying they would add $3 billion to the company's annual operating cost and, quote, are not in the best long-term interests of either our company or our pilots, unquote. The rejection offered no alternative terms, so the union wants to know from management if that means the talks are in an impasse. That determination means a lot more than just semantics. The contract containing the concessions did not expire May 1st, but became amendable. The distinction is the pilots are still under contract and can't legally strike unless an impasse is declared. If the two sides can't agree that they're at an impasse, the National Mediation Board would have to decide. On Tuesday, bankrupt Frontier Airlines and the Teamsters Union announced a tentative agreement on temporary wage concessions the airline says it needs in order to survive Chapter 11. The deal still faces a ratification vote by 430 union members at the airline. The agreement comes despite harsh words from the union following news that Frontier Airlines executives had negotiated severance packages for themselves, something union members don't get. The airline responded by noting that those same execs had agreed to take 20% pay cuts to help attract a buyer for the company. Teamsters Local 961 president, Matthew Fizakis, is advising Frontier workers to approve the agreement. Frontier's other two unions, the Frontier Airlines Pilots Association and the Transportation Workers Union, already voted to accept concessions last week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Phoenix is sending back a Martian panorama. JetBlue is deferring aircraft orders by 5 years. And Russian officials are investigating the crash of an AN-12 transport. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll play you an excerpt from the panel discussion that marked the 10th anniversary of the Airport Support Network from AOPA Expo 2007. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.